Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Happy, happy Wednesday. It is that time of the week again. This is your host and creator of Higher Consciousness. I am Professor Jamila Franklin, and I created Higher Consciousness back in 2012. This is a metaphysical and spiritual blog talk radio show. It is not religious at all. And this month we have been celebrating great ones in African American history. And we've had several people transition. We've discussed Hank Aaron, Mary Wilson, and the late great Cicely Tyson. And we're going to discuss people throughout the year because African Americans, black people, were not all born in February, and we didn't all transition in February. So that's kind of crazy just to try to pack everything into one month. And I'm going to do it throughout the year. So, and for those of you who would like to get in touch with me, my website is Oyende Enterprises, O-Y-I-N-D-E, Enterprises, E-N-T-E-R-P-R-I-S-E-S.com. Again, it's Oyende, O-Y-I-N-D-E, Enterprises, E-N-T-E-R-P-R-I-S-E-S.com. And my business number is 770-882-7347. So if you would like to get in touch with me to find out more about my services and my products, you can go to the website and or call me. And I'm a certified Reiki master, a college professor, a certified metaphysician, certified aromatherapist, an award-winning author, and Black Talk radio host, life coach, and a psychotherapist. I do about 10 different things. My mother taught me when I was young that you need to have several different options presented to you, and you need to pursue those so you would never go without sustenance. And I took her up on it, and each one of those areas that I named, I am certified in all of them. So, and I have been practicing them for a number of years. In terms of metaphysics, I've been teaching metaphysics for over 30 years. Now it's really, really popular, but I was in it in the early 80s when no one even knew what that was. And tonight we're going to talk to Baba Preston Cook, who is my spiritual brother, and he is excellent. We're going to talk about honoring the ancestors because, you know, Paula White, evangelist, Paula White, the white evangelist, who's very interesting and racist, was calling on our ancestors for the election, our angels and our ancestors, and they showed up. But they didn't give her the results that she thought she would get. She was being facetious by calling on them. So that should have taught her and us the power of our ancestors and our angels, because they delivered, but they delivered the just result, the most humane results. So she was very surprised, and they were very surprised about the Georgia election too. So the day of white supremacy is over. The head has been chopped off, the rattlesnake. However, they're not going to go down without a fight. So all of this craziness that you see now is a result of the head being chopped off from the white supremacy. They know that their day is over. That's why they are really, really going ballistic in terms of militarizing the police, trying to kill black and brown people, put babies in cages, because they think that that's going to give them more power, and it is not. The day is done. It's over. So I am telling people of all races who are not participatory in this madness and this craziness, just get you some popcorn and watch the movie. The Republican Party is imploding. They're turning on each other. You don't have to get involved with any of that. Just continue to pray for the best for everyone on the planet, people who look like you and people who don't look like you, and see the ones who are racist and who are suffering from Stockholm Syndrome, because we have people of color who are suffering from the Stockholm Syndrome, which means you have some black people who have aligned themselves with the racism in the Republican Party, thinking that they would be spared. Vernon Jones, who was a Democrat here, has turned to become a Republican, so he's one of them. Kanye West, 50 Cent. So remember the people. That's what Bishop Tutu said in South Africa. He said, we will remember our friends when we receive our independence from apartheid, and we will remember our enemies. So remember them, which means, do you need to buy Kanye West apparel and anything he puts out? That's up to you. I've never bought it, and I wouldn't buy it anyway. 50 Cent, he has a movie on one of those streaming networks. A lot of people have stopped watching his series called Power. So we need to just stop being reactionary. Money talks. If you pull your money from these people, I guarantee you, as a $1 trillion industry, which we represent, all of this craziness will stop. That's when he killed Dr. King, because he took it out of the social realm and he started talking economics, and that's when he killed him. Malcolm did the same thing. Anytime you're talking economics, these people panic, because they know that we are a $1 trillion industry, and if we wake up and stop drinking the Kool-Aid and start being more political economically, things will shift. The numbers are not in their favor. They understand that, and they know that. So you don't have to hate. You don't have to become disgruntled. You don't have to watch the news. And that's one of the issues I have. Rather than listening to my show or listening to Roland Martin or listening to Dr. Karen Hunter with her show In Class with Dr. Carr, and she has her own podcast, and there are other progressive black news and inspirational shows out there. People are glued to Fox News. I know someone who says, well, I want to know what they're thinking. You know what they're thinking. They've been thinking this way for 400 years. Nothing has changed. So why watch the news and get your blood pressure up? It's crazy. Why not listen to podcasts like mine, news networks, streaming shows like Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, Martin, and Dr. Karen Hunter? Well, she's on YouTube, and so is Roland Martin. I'm not on YouTube. But pass this information around to people. My shows are live every Wednesday. And I also have archived shows. So when you click on my link, you will see hundreds of shows that are very inspirational. And it's interesting because our numbers are pretty good, but they should be even better. And people who are talking craziness have millions of views. So we need to stop feeding our oppression and feeding into our oppression and feeding our oppressors. They know that they can say anything to us, do anything to us, mistreat us, and malign our character. And what happens? People still watching Fox News, still watching MSNBC, still watching CBS and all those other networks that are racist. So, stop drinking the Kool-Aid. And for people who don't know what that means, Jim Jones gave people Kool-Aid down in Guyana over 30 to 40 years ago, and they were in a cult, and they all died. So people who are watching those shows, getting all upset, who have aligned themselves with the Republican Party, you're drinking the Kool-Aid, so you would get what you get. Okay, so my show is to really open your eyes and your mind. Things that I talk about on my show, you wouldn't even hear it on other shows because I go into metaphysical, spiritual things. There is nothing like this show out there, and I bring very progressive people of all races to talk to you, to enlighten you, to take you to the next level spiritually. Because the other shows, Roland Martin and In Class with Dr. Hunter, those shows are really good, but they're more political shows and dealing with politics and social, not social media, but political issues and things that are occurring in present day in the now moment. I deal with things that are in the now moment, that have been in the past, and that are occurring in the future. So there's nothing really, I'm getting a download, there's nothing really like this show out there. So circulate this information to people, and if you want to continue to receive advanced information, go back to the past shows and listen to the current shows, the current show today and the ones that will be upcoming, because I guarantee you, you will not hear anything like it on any other platform. And support the other black progressive media shows too. All right? So having said that, Barbara Preston Cook is a phenomenal person. He is my spiritual brother, and he's extremely powerful. And he and I have come together to talk about the fact that we have concerns about what's happening on this planet for people who look like us, people of African descent, as well as for other people, but for our people first. And what's happened is that we have been brainwashed, and we have been colonized to go against who we are. A lot of us don't understand nor know our heritage, and we've been told by religion, particularly white Christian evangelists, the Paula Whites, the Joel Osteens, the Ken Copelands, and all the rest of them, the Franklin Grahams, and all the rest of them who are racist, people have been listening to them and following them as opposed to going back to our ancient religions and understand who we are. We've been told that when we understand who we are and honor our ancient customs and culture, that we are practicing witchcraft and that we are going to be damned to hell. I mean, we've been told a lot of crazy stuff. And fundamentalist black Christians have believed it, and it's not working for you, because most of the people who are in the church who are melanated, a lot of them are poor, they have health issues, and they're constantly giving their money, especially if they're in any of those white churches, to these people who don't care about them and who have no respect for them. And to me, that's the Stockholm Syndrome, because they're aligning themselves with their oppressor. So Preston and I have come together to educate people so we can stop the madness and take back our power. And it's not wishing anything on anyone or anything like that. It's just understanding who we are and being proud of who we are and standing in our greatness. So I'm going to bring him in. He is an Egungun priest and a shaman. An Egungun priest means that, in the Yoruba tradition, it means that he is someone who is in touch with the ancestors, his ancestors and ancestors, period. We are spiritual beings. We're not human beings. We're spiritual beings. And everyone comes from the Great Spirit. And a lot of people don't know how to communicate with the spiritual part of who we are. And we don't know how to communicate with our ancestors. But the interesting thing about this, which is very, very interesting, is that everyone I know is paying some kind of respect or tribute to an ancestor. If you have pictures of people in your album or somewhere in your house of someone who has transitioned or died. I don't like to use the word died because you really don't die, but for people who relate to that concept, if you have any pictures or if you talk to people on the other side, you're paying respect to your elders and to your ancestors. So, and you don't see anything wrong with that because there isn't anything wrong with that. But white evangelists would tell you that you're practicing witchcraft if you do that. So, and you're not. The ancestors are on the other side, and a lot of times some people do see them, and some people hear them, and some people experience them in their dreams. They are very, 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 very real, and they are very, very, very committed to helping us on this side. So if you have pictures in your album, in your house, or if you talk to them, you've been practicing, you've been paying tribute to them, but you just didn't know how to do it in a more formal way to get the best results. And it's not worshiping your ancestors. We're not talking about that. And that's what Christianity tells a lot of people, that if you do it like that, that you're worshiping people, and that's sacrilegious. It is not, and you're not worshiping them. So we got to get that white Christianity out of our heads. Christianity, first of all, came from the motherland, and their version of what they teach you in church is not the version that originated on the continent of Africa. That's the first thing. All religions originated. Judaism, Christianity, Yoruba, all of them originated on the continent of Africa. And they've taken these religions, the white evangelists, and they have chewed it and masticated in their mouths and spat it out to us, and they're giving us their version of it, which is not the correct version of it. And they don't mention our ancestors at all. So I'm going to bring Preston in to talk about this, give more information about it. And we're going to have a spiritual discussion, but we have to end, unfortunately, at 8. Okay. Greetings, beloved. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. You're coming through loud and clearly. Yeah, can hear you very
good.
Well.
Okay. All right.
So I gave the introduction, and I take it that you heard what I said.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want to do is you give people a little bit of background about who you are, and then you can talk about what we need to do in terms of honoring our ancestors and paying tribute to our ancestors so we can break up the craziness that we're experiencing in terms of being oppressed and killed and raped and whatever, because this is not the legacy that our ancestors want us to have. But we're calling on the wrong energies and not knowing what to do to stop it. And so if you can talk about it, the floor is yours.
Okay. All right. First of all, I want to give honor to all of our ancestors, because not just only we in this flesh and blood is listening to this broadcast, but I'm also picking up a lot of our ancestors' spirits that who passed on also listened to this broadcast. So they just wanted me to say, I'm giving honor to them because I feel their presence, I feel the energy, and then I heard a voice like, give us honor first. So I'm honoring the ancestors, all of our ancestors, all the people who are listening. I'm feeling your ancestors are feeling your people that are sitting beside you that are listening, and they're glad that you're so much in tune, so much glad you're listening to it, and they're glad that you are at a level where you at consciously and spiritually that you're open to this. So anyway, I just want to first give honor to all of our ancestors that's here on this line just listening to this talk today. All right.
I say all.
Yeah. About me, I was initiated probably in my early, I believe around my early 30s, around 30 or 31. I initiated into the Egungun Society in the Yoruba tradition, which is basically Egungun means ancestors. It's Egungun is the word ancestor in Yoruba, in Yoruba. So I'm initiating to the Egungun, and that came up through a divination. It wasn't something that, you know, I just want to become a priest and all this and all that and have this title and that, because when you do spiritual work, spiritual work, going to get initiated, all ego and all that stuff is just gone. You know, it doesn't exist. But I was practicing some of the Yoruba tradition way back then, just because I was wanted to practice a traditional African culture. And I was brought up and raised Christian, brought up and raised Pentecostal Christian, because my dad was a pastor of the church. He was in Church of God in Christ. But I always seek and knew that there was something different. There was something that was missing. But I'm not going to go deeply all into that, because I know I have very much limited time. So eventually I end up going over a friend of mine's house who was also practicing the tradition. I understand now he's a Batala priest and a Egungun priest. But when I walked into the house, I saw all of the ancestor altar, his Orisha pots that he had. And I didn't know anything about Yoruba or Orisha or anything. I just walked in there, and it was like almost walking to a candy store. So I was just so excited. So in other words, the ancestors were drawing me in, because even when I was a kid, I always asked my mom, where did we come from? I knew we were, you know, where did we come from? Mom didn't know. I remember seeing the movie Roots. And after seeing movie Roots as a kid, it caught my curiosity even more so. I'm like, you know, where we come from? Okay, we come from Africa. What part of Africa? Where from Africa? Where? So that was always been on my journey growing up, asking where we come from. I got into Egyptology as a kid, didn't know what I was getting into, but the ancestors were working with me all the time, because I was on that road to become a lightning, who I am, what my purpose and things, what I'm here for. So that's always been in my quest as a kid. I remember when they took me to, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and I went into the Detroit Institute of Art Museum, I believe, and I was in nursery school. And I went into the Egyptian room, and I felt so connected there as a kid. They had to drag me out of that room because I did not want to leave. And then they had to let my mother know that what my behavior was, because I didn't want to leave that room, because the spirit had already spoken to me as a kid, like, hey, this is a part of you. So, but going back, I got initiated about 30, when I was around 30. And Egungun, the purpose of the Egungun is, or Egungun priest, always tell people your ancestors is the foundation of your society, of your clan. Without the ancestors, it's like you're just walking out there blindly with no antenna, okay? I know we were brought up in a Christian church where we were taught that, you know, you got your angels, you got your protection, you know, God got all his angels around you and all these angels looking over you. And see, I grew up, when I saw angels in the picture of the Bible, they was, you know, white people, you know. And I was like, well, why would they have so much influence over me? I don't know them. They don't know me. And, you know, and I would ask mom question or dad question. They say, oh, because they love you or whatever. I'm like, well, these people don't even know me, you know. But as later on in life, I understand about the ancestors. The angels is your people, your ancestors, people who were your family lineage, your mother, your father, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your great-great-grandparents, your great-uncles and aunts. People you've known and people you may not have known that's in your family lineage. These are the people that are your guardian angels. These are the people that watch it over you. Who else do you think about who will watch over you? The person who loves you, the person who cares for you. You know, when they make their transition, they want to watch over and make sure that, you know, while you're on your path, that your path is going through smoothly. Or is something in your path that may be a hindrance, or maybe some trauma, or maybe something to grow. These are the people or the energies that's going to direct you to help you to stay on your path. Ancestor priests in the society were the ones who, if you had a family member who make their transition, they serve just like the mortician, as far as preparing the body, cleaning the body, preparing the body, get the body set for funerals. And if I understand, if I'm not quoting this wrong, back, you know, in the African society, the Yoruba society, you know, if I'm right, it's like 7 days the person would lay out. They would lay out for about a week. And they have all kind of different ceremonies and food. It would be a big, big celebration, okay? It would be a big ceremony, big celebration with all the other elders, as far as elder priests, as far as people, families, and other family. It would come and celebrate that life of that person. And at the same time, the Egungun priest would make sure that, you know, things are going through accordingly. They would constantly divine and talk with the ancestors, you know, talk with spirit, how to do this, how to do that. So they were the people who basically took care of the dead in society. And then if you had a loved one, for example, if you had a loved one like a grandmother who passed away, who was a, you know, big matriarch, or grandfather, who was a big matriarch over the family, or patriarch over the family, then after that year, that person makes that transition, then there's another ceremony. Then there's a ceremony where, again, the family would prepare food. It would be pretty big in the community. People would come out. You had your Egungun priest would come out, and they would drum, they would sing, they would parade. Your family would all walk around and parade in the community. And then you have your Egungun priest, and then there's always one priest that is totally dressed, what we call an Iagan, which is a masquerade. But under the masquerade, there is the spirit of the ancestors that is being possessed, okay? And then usually near the end, when the celebration is over, then the ancestor would speak through the masquerade to the family, and basically it's just like giving family readings and, you know, this is what I want to see the family do, this is offerings I'd like to see the family do, or there may be several other ancestors may want to come through this family, so nobody gets, or there may be some grievances in the family, you know, there may be strife between family members. They will come through and talk about that and help to mend the different strife in the family, so the family's not carrying that energy, you know. And, you know, brother not talking to sister, sister not talking to brother or father, or this and that. In other words, they play the role also in helping to keep the family balanced or keeping the family healed or breaking down issues in the family that need to be healed. Unfortunately, when we on this soil here, we don't have any of that going on now. We just kind of just living just out there. Just out there, willy nilly, whatever comes by. You know, we have, and maybe I'm jumping too far, but it's like when we practice our culture, and I know so much, I know I don't have enough time to talk about it, but when we practice our culture, understand where we come from, we honor ancestors, it eliminates a whole lot of problems that we deal with in our life, a lot of problems, you know. So. All right.
Yeah, go ahead. And this time is allocated to you. So whatever you need to discuss.
Okay.
And also,
okay,
I have several people on the line. If you want to ask questions and you're on the line, just press 1. And if you are listening via computer, I'm talking to the listeners, and if you're listening via computer, the dial-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So if you're listening via the computer, what you need to do to talk to Barbara Preston is dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And if you're on the board, all you have to do is press 1. Okay, so you can finish giving us the history. And I guess some people are waiting before they ask you questions. We have about 30 minutes left.
Okay, all right. I want to also talk about, too, is reincarnation. I know when I grew up, I knew they would talk about I believe the Hindu religion over India, about them believing in reincarnation. And I didn't I didn't know Africa was open or believe in reincarnation. I learned that when I was, you know, with the Yoruba, with the Ifa. And how I learned more about that is that sometimes when you're sitting on the mat, you're getting your reading done, they may say, hey, you got two children that wants to come through, and or a child wants to come through, or two, or how many children want to come through. And then they say, well, it's you and your ancestor wants to come through, be incarnated again, maybe to fulfill a purpose they want to fulfill, or maybe to add on and do some other type of work right while they're here. So that's another thing is too about with an ancestor priest. It's like another thing too is that say if a woman is pregnant and new couples got married, a woman is pregnant, and they would go to the priest. Well, they can come to an Angungun priest, and the Angungun priest can sit there and read and see, okay, this child is coming through. See, that's what's beautiful about the African tradition. This child is coming through. They can tell you all about the child. Okay, the child's coming through. This is the purpose that the child is coming through. It's come to do this, it's come to do that, it's come to do this, and come to do this, and come to do that. Now, this is another thing you need to be careful about this child. You know, this child carries this type of energy, so they may be subject to this, subject to that, subject to this, subject to that. Then it goes in talk about the dietary. You know, this child may need to be a vegan or something else in order for them to have ultimate health. See, that's another thing that we miss about our culture. So if you were bringing in a child and you had a reading and you know all about basically the life of the child, did you know how to nurture the child into the life it's supposed to live, far as, you know, maybe career, far as hobbies, far as and what to do, what not to do, what foods to keep them away from? But see, since we're so removed from our culture, you know, we just have children and we just kind of let them just bounce in the system. What works, do works, what don't work, do work, don't work, don't work. Then we wonder why so many children have so many different types of allergies, not just children, but grown adults too. Allergies, you know, always going to the doctor, you know, always getting medicated and things like that, you know. You know, if we go back and practice some sort our culture, have knowledge about our culture, I mean, it can save a lot of headaches down the line in life.
Definitely, definitely. I think what's important for people to know is that we all are intuitive. We were born with this. And religion has really told us that it was wrong, that if, especially in Christianity, and I was brought up in the Baptist church. And so what would happen is that if the minister didn't say that you were anointed and that you were getting these images from the Creator, from God, from your ancestors, and you talked to the minister about it, then and he would say that you are getting the messages from the devil, because the minister in the day that I was growing up was a male, did not give you the anointing. And that's man-made. That is not true. Whenever you're getting things from the other side, this is one thing I tell everyone. Claim the whatever comes to you that is of the 100% in divine light, which means it's coming from the high God. It can't, so it has to be pure. You don't need to have a minister, an imam, a babalawa, or anybody high up like that to tell you whether or not you have special gifts. Your God within has told you that. You don't need to get a second opinion or the approval of whatever the institution is. Even in terms of Yoruba, you don't need to get that. And what I love about Preston is that he has a special gift, and he was part of a community. And so now he has decided to create his own community. So let's talk about that, because I think sometimes people think that they have to be within an organized religion and get the approval of the head of that community in order to be called, in order for them to know that their gift is pure, and you don't need that.
Okay.
You don't need that at all.
No. Yeah, I talked about it, but before I do, you said one thing that really just put a conscience in my mind. Spirit was talking to me at the same time, too. You mentioned about you was raised in the Baptist church. Did you know, like, and I had my experience in the church. I had my grandparents, my great aunts and them were Baptist. My dad was really originally Baptist, and he converted to the Pentecostal later on in life. And then my mom always been more like Methodist to Pentecostal, okay? And one thing I see which is dying a lot is, I know when I would go to the Baptist churches where they would sing the old hymns, okay? Or you can call a call or response. And that's pretty much kind of dying now. And a lot of time, because my ancestors grew up with those songs and knew those songs, and you know, there are times I'm in my house, I hum those songs because somebody wants to hear it, okay? And those songs really got our people through when they was working in the fields. And we have to remember, you know, we can't just abandon some of our ancestors' songs or some ancestors' practices, you know. And I understand, you know, we talk about the Yoruba or other traditional African, but then again, we had our ancestors carried some of the vibes or the energy or in the call and response into the song. A lot of those old hymns that we heard in church, like, you know, I love the Lord, I heard my cry and other things, a lot of those old songs came from songs that maybe been out into the fields when our ancestors was in slavery, you know. And a lot of those songs that some of y'all read were messengers that they will hum to the other slaves and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't forget those songs, you know. And sometimes when you come to your ancestors, I'm going to talk about that too, setting up an ancestor altar. Sometimes you come to your ancestors, you know, somebody want to hear that song. You know, if you want to get results from your ancestors, you want to feel them or get a dream with it, somebody want to hear that song. That song may be a calling to help. The energy is there, but help to you to feel and to connect with them. Okay? Now, another question you had just asked me about. Yes, I did, after a little while, I did pull out from my Yoruba house, and then I did venture into the shamanism part. And a lot of times when we're working with ancestors, we're working in higher energies, when we're asking, you know, show me universe, show me more. And it continued, because the universe has always continued to move, continue to grow, continue to change. You can't just stay stagnant. And you just have to listen to spirit. And actually, it was my ancestor. It was I given my mother's father, my grandfather, who I never met. He died when mother's like 7, 8 years old. And I have all these wonderful stories about him. And I remember I was going through some difficult times and trying to make some decisions. And he was the one that told me, even when I did Devonair, he told me, you need to move. You need to move because I have some other things for you to do. I have some other things to show you. You know, you got what you got, and you need to move. What I learned about shamanism as I was studying under a shaman for a couple of years, what I learned about shamanism is that, and Africa too, don't get me wrong, but what I learned about, they brought more to me about the nature as far as trees, okay? And some of us may not look at this, but you know, your trees, the earth, the land that we own, the water, all those ancestors, they were here before you and I. They have wisdom, they have knowledge. There's times I can go and tap a tree, feel the energy of the tree, or that tree can speak to me, or I'm standing on the ground, I can sometimes feel the ground moving. the ground is speaking to me, give me information, or going by the water, sitting by, you know, an ocean or a lake or a creek. I mean, that was another form of ancestors, and just sitting there listening to them, and you listen, and you in that moment, all of a sudden your mind is clear, messages start coming to you. The whole universe, the whole earth talks to you. So I have experienced not just listening to my ancestors, but I have experienced just listening to even the trees, the birds, the water system, the ground. Sometimes I'll say everything is talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can get a bit much. I can say, hey, let's back down because everybody's talking and it's only just one me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think this is really. Go ahead.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I would say, you know, Jamelia, I mean, you and I, we have, you know, you're part of my community. You know, I have a community of people of like-minded that we communicate and we work together. But as you learn, as you grow in this, you learn that can anybody save you? You learn that the goddess or the goddess or the priest or the priestess you're looking for is you. You become
mm-hmm.
that consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And you
mm-hmm.
learn that everything you think you got to go outside and seek, it's not there. It's all in you. And that was one of the biggest lessons I had to learn, that everything is in me. Everything is in here. Yes, my ancestors protect me, help me, keep me on the path, show me, you know, things now, future, on the side, show me things in family, show me things. Nature does the same thing too. Okay? I look at nature, the ancestors tells me the same thing too. It shows you, it guides you, it protects you, it gives you the wisdom, it gives you the knowledge, and it guides you on the path or your purpose that you come here to do. Because, you know, when we came through being born, a lot of us, we forgot our purpose. You know, we
mm-hmm.
went to school, we went to church, we listened to maybe what our families had told us, which they were listening, going through small box, what they were taught. And then, you know, before you know it, you're off your path. You don't even know you're off your path. You can wander around life like, I'm trying to find my identity. I'm trying to find myself. I don't know if y'all ever heard people, I say that. I used to say, I'm trying to find myself. I'm trying to find myself. I'm trying to find myself. I'm trying to find myself.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. That is so true, Preston. I think because I used to have a two-hour show, now I have an hour show, so we have about 15 yeah. minutes left.
Yeah, anybody have any? Okay.
Mm-hmm. If anyone has any questions, press 1. For the people that are on the board, and for those who are listening via computer, dial in 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, those who are listening via computer, dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And tonight, we have to keep the questions very, very short because we have a short amount of time. So if you have a question, please be very brief, or comment, be very, very brief. Yeah.
And I also say this, the ancestors are also speaking about the ones who are listening and the people that are opening. It's important you to set up an ancestral altar, find a space in your house. I always tell people bedroom is not a good place. Find a space in your house. Use your intuitive. If you have a pendulum, find your air in the house. Set up an area where you get your table, a white cloth, a candle. If you have a picture of a loved one, and I mean a loved one, and when I mention about that too, let me make this clear. When I mention about loved one, someone like a big mama, big daddy, or someone who really looked out for the family, sit them on the altar. And I want to be clear with that. Like if someone, when I mention about a good death, someone who wasn't murdered or committed suicide. That's a whole different energy to work with that. But an ancestor, like a mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, or somebody who really took the time and raised a family and got you where you were at, are great people to add upon your altar. If you don't have pictures, sometimes when somebody makes a transition, you might have a piece of clothing, like I have my dad's suit and his hat on my altar, or jewelry or some sort of keepsake with work. And if you don't have any of that, just put their names on the altar. I always keep on my altar a white candle burning, fresh flowers, and I always keep a clear glass of water. So I just wanted to say that because, like, the ancestors, like, tell people that, you know, tell them that. And when you find out, when you do that, you'll be amazed how a lot of things in your life will show up. You may start dreaming about them more. They may come to you more. You may get more clarity. Whatever goal that you set forth on your path may start opening up more. They start showing you ways because you're opening up yourself. I know this talk is, I can tell you so many things that they have opened up and done for me down through the years, but I know I don't have time. I know we got short time, but I'm leaving
We're bringing you back. There's someone who has a question, but before I bring this person on, give them your contact information. And Preston does not have an answering service, so if you call, you can text him. So don't be dismayed. So I called and he didn't have an answering service. He doesn't have one. So give them your telephone number and you can text him if you want to have a private session with him. Okay?
Hey, y'all, I need to work on it. I'm trying to work on getting to all this technology. I'm old school in a lot of ways. And I'm at Goom Goom Priest. We old school. We are. You can text me at 678-988-3183. Numbers again is 678-988-3183. My email address, a lot of people reach out to me through email for readings. It's going to be P Cook, that's PCOOK, 196650 at gmail.com.
Okay, repeat that again.
That's going to be P Cook.
P like in Peter. Yeah, P like in Peter. Uh huh.
C O O K 196650 at gmail.com.
Okay, we have a caller. I'm bringing in 3757. Make it brief, please. Okay, greetings. Your name, please.
Okay, we have a caller. I'm bringing in.
And you have to turn down the speaker because we hear the feedback.
Jamila, how's everyone tonight?
Greetings, Sister Mary. How are you?
Mary Salam.
Yeah, how are you? You have to turn down the speaker because we can hear the feedback.
Just a minute. I'll turn it down.
Mary Salam.
Good. I just have a comment talking about the altar. My youngest daughter has just fixed up a beautiful altar for her grandchildren with her ancestors there.
Yeah.
Their ancestors are.
She's going to do what? Yeah, you were breaking up the last part. She's going to do what? She's going to do what?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, she has a bad connection.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate that.
Okay. She has a bad connection. So, Preston, I couldn't understand what she said at the last part. She said her daughter has set up an altar for her grandchildren, but I don't think her grandchildren has transitioned. So tell people, I
think, if I heard right, I think she said, the daughter had set up an altar for the ancestors for her grandchildren. So maybe I was picking
up
that maybe she set up an altar recognizing their ancestors on her side of the family and the grandchildren, I guess maybe involved or involved in that or helped participate in that. I think that's kind of how I picked up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
well,
like
good.
Educating them about it. That's good. Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah. Because children need to start early and they need to be afraid of their ancestors and spirits. Because everyone has seen them. When you're walking down the hall and you think you see something out of the corner of your eye, you know, that's a spirit. And the thing is that
right.
all ancestors are not good for you. I tell people to always ask for the best and the highest ones who are operating 100% in divine light. So tell people what they, and also all this is what I want people to know. Everyone, Asians do this, Latinos do this, Native Americans do this, and people from the continent who are still on the continent do this. African Americans are Johnny come lately.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do it, and we have been programmed
mm-hmm.
through religion not to do it because we've been told that it was
mm-hmm.
devil worship, it was voodoo,
mm-hmm.
and it was all that other kind of crazy stuff. And like I said, those white evangelists, Paula White, called on our ancestors. So that should tell you something. She's right
mm-hmm.
up on in the pulpit calling on the angels from Africa and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that should tell you something that they know more about our history in some cases than we do. So I'm glad that you came on tonight, and I'm bringing you back to give more information.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
You know, we talked about Europeans. They are their ancestors in a way. Look at all the monuments they have sitting up. You know, you got the Washington Monument, Lincoln Monument. You have President's Day. You know, you have all these memorials they can contribute to their people. And we honor them, you know. And what's it called? Independence Day, 4th of July, you know. And they have their history and their ancestors all up in your face. You're reading about them in your textbooks.
That's true.
And school,
they're on
you
your dollar bill. They call it dead presidents.
On your
That's true.
Bill.
That's very
their
true.
Ancestors all part of the fabric of how they got this America's run. So.
That's a very good point. I hadn't even thought about that, but it's true. And people going there paying homage and respect to them in D.C., the Lincoln Monument and Memorial, that is so true.
And not
so
recognize true. Not recognize spiritual energy, what they're doing, you know, because
exactly.
it's so common. Yeah.
I have a
and
person
soon
who
as
said,
we,
go ahead. Uh-huh.
As soon as we try to do something to ours or whatever, you know, then or we mention the ancestor or the dead or something like that. Oh, you should not be doing that. Yeah.
But that's very true. The next time someone says something about that, I say, well, do you have paper money? Yeah. Well, you're worshiping their ancestors because their faces are on all those dollar bills. That's a very good point.
Right.
Someone
yeah.
texted me a question, and the person,
mm-hmm.
she said she has a question about the 400-year curse.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to know, was it Yoruba that got us in trouble with God? She said she always heard that we were worshiping other gods and this was our punishment.
Mm.
I've heard about the curse, but I don't think it's connected
yeah.
to that. But I think
yeah.
it's connected to something else. But and I
yeah.
think it's also something that we can that we don't have to abide by.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's connected to that. But
like,
what do you have to say?
I don't like that word curse because it's like
we've
put
done
the label
something wrong.
It's almost like we supposed to suffer what we're suffering.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot. If you really have to go, because I understand what you think, because I asked a lot of questions like that for a long time and still do. And if you really go back and study African history, what was going on at the time, Now, this is from what I pick up. There was a lot of divisions. You had foreigners that were coming over. You had a lot of tribal divisions. And anytime you have people that are divided, what they say, divide and conquer, I think there were greed that was going on at the same time. And that was exchanged between the Europeans and the Africans. And then you had the separation of the tribals and stuff like that. I think it's a combination of a lot of that mixed together what caused the event that happened as far as people being displaced from Africa and being brought over here. So I think it's a whole combination of things, and some of it I think is complicated. But these are questions I've been asking a long time and even asking my ancestors. And things been coming to me, or things I've been watching, or history I've been watching, they've been showing me things in bits and pieces, maybe what led to this big event that happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
I may not totally answer her questions, but I understand what she's saying. I heard different things too. But then mm-hmm. again, I look at the history of Europe and some of the other places. I mean, stuff they done to their people and other stuff. I mean, they wasn't, you know,
yeah,
stuff they done was, you know.
I know it's far is far more horrific. Everyone, if you want to continue this discussion, please call in because the computer's going to shut people off who are on the link at 8 o'clock, and it's going to shut you off automatically. I apologize for that, but you can call in 1-818-572-8023, and you will be in on the board, and we can continue the conversation. But if you stay connected to the computer, it's going to shut you off. Preston, give them your number again for people, because people are texting me, and they just joined. Some people just joined. Give them your number, please.
Okay. Yeah. You can text me at 678-988-3183. That is 678-988-3183. My email address is pcook196650@gmail.com.
Yeah, people lighting up this board, they're coming in. So for people who are on the board, you can stay on there as long as this computer doesn't shut us off. Like I said, you used to have 2 hours, they reduced it to one. So, Preston, any parting words for the people who are going to be disconnected in about 2 minutes? Is there anything you want to share with them? The ones who have called in will still be on the line. They can ask questions. But the ones on the computer who have not called in are going to be shut off.
Okay. Honor your ancestors. Honor your people who, your grandmother or people who are before you, honor the work, the life that they live, okay? Not only just setting up an altar, but just honor the life that they live and what they sacrifice for you to be here. Think about them sometime, talk about them sometime. If they have a favorite song that you can remember, just hum it sometime. If you want to, now you can go ahead and go to YouTube and find some of the songs and listen to it. Honor them. And then if you have young children who didn't know who their grandparents or great-grandparents were, and you know who they were, or a parent, you know, just keep the history, honor them, and say, hey, this is what your grandmother, your mother, your father was like, you know. It's keeping that connection going, keeping that going. That's what's important. When you do that, it just, like I tell you, it just opens up a whole lot of things for you.
Well, for those of you who are going to be terminated in about 1 minute and 60 seconds, she's telling me, thank you. And the ones on the board, remain on the board. We can continue the discussion. If you want to come in and ask Preston a question, dial in quickly, 1-818-572-8023, and you can come in now. In 1 minute, you will be cut off. So, or you can call him and talk to him privately. So we thank you, and we will be back next Wednesday. Know that you're loved more than you can ever imagine. And I know I'm going to do a follow-up show. I might do a follow-up show next week, question because I have a lot of demand here. So for those of you who got in late, I may do a follow-up show next week or soon thereafter. Thank you. Thank you, and stay safe and call on your ancestors and your angel guides and know that they're there to help you and set up your altars. Okay, for those of you who will be shut up, take care. So you have a question now, Preston.
Okay.
Okay. Greetings, Alice.
Greetings, Preston. So glad to hear you again. I had a question. I know you told us how to set up our altar on Sunday. And I know you said fresh flowers. Can it be a plant, or do we have to have fresh flowers every day or every Sunday?
Yeah, it could be a plant, you know, especially if it's a certain plant, you know, that a loved one really likes.
Right,
yeah, apricot
violet. Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
that's fine.
Because I was setting mine up for my grandma, and I have her reading glasses, and I'm going to put an African violet plant. And I did my pendulum, and I found a spot in the house. So thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
Great. Well, that's good. That makes me feel so good. Yeah, that's good. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that was my question, and I will be calling you because my daughter is interested in setting up an altar.
Oh, okay.
All right, and thanks again.
Hey, can I, Jamila? Can I ask for something?
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm not trying to read it. Did your grandma, did anybody really like the color pink?
My grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
She always wanted a little girl, and she had two boys.
Okay.
She did.
Okay. You just mentioned to her, and I just saw the color pink, and I didn't know if pink was one of her favorite colors.
Yes, the shower curtain in the bathroom was pink. Then sometimes it was fuchsia, which is a hot pink, but yes, she did.
I just saw the image. She just showed that to me, and it's, your grandmother's really just smiling, really happy what you're doing. You know, she's like, she's being recognized. You know, and that's another thing. I mean, you want to recognize your people. You know, it's like we like to be recognized. You want to be recognized, and that's another thing. It's like what our people had done, far as through the slavery, far as Jim Crow, and far as the civil rights, how they risked their lives, and like my mother told me a story that she remembered, you know, when she was going to look for a job, they would tell her that we're not hiring any blacks today, or you know, we're not hiring no blacks at all, we're not hiring blacks today, all the stuff that they went through. And then, you know, thank God my mother's here, but I'm thinking other people, then they make the transition and you don't even recognize the hard work they have done.
Whatever this little bitty,
what we think is freedom, so-called freedom that we have. See, that's another thing, too, is that why it's so important we have to go back and honor our ancestors so much because of sacrifice they have done, okay?
Yes.
And then
yes.
to have a generation who's not honoring them and turning it back on, that's a slap in the face. And I mentioned in the Yoruba class, you know, when you turn your back on your ancestors, you don't have no protection. I mean, you know what I mean? In other words, they're there, but the connection blocked. They can't protect you, and you're just kind of willy-nilly out there. You know?
Right, because you got to connect to them, and they have to know who you are. I speak to them all the time, and I thank them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very powerful.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Alice.
Thank you. I'm gonna take myself out.
Okay, love. Now I'll mute you. Okay, you have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Greetings.
Go ahead.
Greetings. Hello. Hello.
Greetings. Hello.
Yeah. Hello, you're on. Hi,
Dee. Hi, this is Dee. My question for you, Preston, is when making a list, is there any type of paper you write it on? Would you write it on white paper to make a list of your ancestors if you don't have pictures?
It doesn't have to be on white paper. It can be on whatever source of paper that you have.
Okay. And when you're making that list, do you use the pendulum to find out if that person should be on your altar?
Yeah, you could do that. Uh-huh. And then sometimes you make a list, you kind of get a feeling like maybe like a kind of feeling that's not too totally comfortable, you know. And then that's when you can use your pendulum, you can question. And you'll find out when you do this, a lot of this is very intuitive.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee. Okay. We have some other people on board. Thank you. Does anyone else like to ask Preston a question? You just press 1 if you're interested in asking him a question. Okay, I have some other people on the board.
Okay,
so let's just try to see if we can stretch this before they cut me off. Because I paid for an hour, and they, you know, Blog Talk can be interesting. They can shut you off. So if any of you are shut off automatically, it's because they've cut us off. But anyway, is there anything else that you would like to add? And I think I would like to probably have part 2 next week because it's a strong interest.
Okay.
If you are available next week, next Wednesday.
Okay, we can do that next Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, because I think there were people who wanted to connect with you and they were not able to because they were listening via the computer. So what else would you like to add? And next week we can talk about the things you didn't cover, you know, like libations and the importance of libations.
Right.
All of that.
We can talk about that because what I can do is break some of those different things down. Because each one of them can probably be almost like a phone call or a class itself. Because some of it can be, you know, more in depth than what it is.
So, is there anything else that you would like to cover this evening?
I hate to say yes and no. You know, I'm just.
Or do you want to wait until next week?
We can wait till next week. I'm open for questions if anybody has questions.
Okay. So for the remaining people on the board, does anyone have any questions that he or she would like to ask Preston? You can feel free to ask now before we end the show. Okay. I guess not. So, Preston, thank you so very, very, very much.
Well, thank you so much, too.
It was absolutely wonderful. I'm going to talk to you immediately after the show. But this was absolutely wonderful. There was very strong interest in this, and people I know would be very interested in part 2 to go into depth about what we were not able to cover tonight. So for everyone, know that you're loved more than you can ever imagine. Be safe. Talk to your ancestors and set up your altar if you have not already. Namaste.
From my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why.